Welcome everyone to this very special audio podcast to hear about Prono and the Elekta Planning Academy. My name is Thibaut Moxion. I'm a product marketing manager here at Elekta. And today I have the pleasure to speak with the founder of the Prono solution, Ben Nelms. And I would like to start right away with my first question to you, Ben. Why Prono? What was your initial intent when you developed a solution like this?
Well, the original intents or inspirations for Prono were both practical and aspirational. Practically speaking, we wanted to be able to distribute work to people wherever they were, to have a remote environment where you weren't limited based on what software was locally available. So obviously that meant going to the cloud. That's a very practical thing. I think people want to work from anywhere now. There's also a sharing of expertise that could happen not only within an institution, but across lots of institutions, partner institutions. There's a lot to learn from each other in sharing work. But there was another reason as well, and that's the more aspirational one. And that is, once you start aggregating data, your day-to-day tasks aren't just getting something done. They're also building a knowledge base, whether you know it or not. All the images that you acquire, all the anatomical contours that you create, all the treatment plans and iterations that you design and the doses that get calculated, that's knowledge. Not only that, but what metrics are being accepted by physicians? How are they grading their plans? What is acceptable? There's a reason and a purpose to aggregating all this. And it's really based on the quality philosophy where you want to recognize variation. Why is it happening? Where is it happening? And then you want to learn to root out variation where it's, you want to learn to root out variation because not all plans are created equal. So you really want to identify best practices, figure out how are we doing that that's working so well, and then train that into the system, both into the people that are part of the system, but also train it into the software via automation so that work becomes more efficient, but the quality of the output becomes higher. And you really can't do this until you're aggregating your data in a way that's non-obtrusive, that doesn't add any extra work to your life. And that's really what Prono was based off of. It was cloud-based access, but then data aggregation in a secure and powerful way so that when you're adding your tasks, you're adding your data, you're building a knowledge base that you can start to draw from as if it's a potential energy that you're drawing knowledge from.
And now that Prono has been rolled out and used across various regions in the world, how would you summarize what it does? What can Prono do to the physicians, physicists, dosimetrists, and other experts who are listening today?
Well, if I had to summarize Prono, it's hard to do because it's very near and dear to my heart. But the way I think I might summarize it would be this way. The platform we built should help you do the tasks that you're used to doing. It should help you do those more easily and from anywhere. Things like image registration, anatomical contouring, eventually creating treatment plans, but certainly now reviewing treatment plans, extracting metrics automatically, building a plan scorecard, et cetera. And then even put that on fast motion if you're doing adaptive radiation therapy. So there's this quality of Prono that lets you do things that you already do them easier. But the other aspect of Prono is to allow you to do things that you could never do before, at least not practically. And that starts with the data aggregation, to start to look at populations of similar patients and look at things as simple as, how does the volume of this particular anatomical structure vary across our patients? And is that natural variation because of the different sizes of humans, or is it a different techniques and contouring across all of our physicians? It's an important question to ask, and it's only one of many. As you start aggregating data, you can extract plan quality scorecards across a whole population, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of patients that you've planned in the past and that you continue to plan, so that you can see variation in target coverage, organ at risk sparing. You can start to say, is this particular plan an outlier? If it's an outlier, is it an outlier in an excellent way or in an inferior way? And start to learn why. Because we have to optimize the quality. And in order to optimize the quality, you have to see the lay of the land. Prono makes it really easy to play with population scorecards, histograms, scatter plots, population DVH. These tools we wanted to build to be intuitive, so that they're almost fun to use. rather than this high-tech thing that people don't want to learn. It becomes something you naturally see and want to explore. You see the histogram, you see an outlier, you want to click that outlier and drill down and say why it was an outlier. We make that easy. You want to see a scatter plot, see if there's a correlation. Was it expected? Was it unexpected? Was there an expected correlation we don't see? Something we thought was predictive of a clinical outcome that statistics don't back up. You want to be able to see that. You want to be able to see it honestly, like a scientist would, but then discover like a pioneer would. You see a dot on the scatter plot, click the dot, find the patient, highlight a range of dots, find all the patients and do drill down analyses. These are the things we wanted to make them fun, because we know if we make them fun and easy, then people will use them. And when they're using them, we will inevitably learn and improve.
Very clear. And a very intuitive platform indeed. Speaking of platform, Elekta has a long history of offering an open vendor software solution. How do you see Prono completing this offering?
Well, one of the other exciting things about Prono that we're barely just seeing the tip of the iceberg yet is we were also designed to be a highly collaborative platform, not only with our users who want to do automation and scripting and make their life easier and have the destiny in their own hands in terms of being able to automate things and do batch processes. That's fine and that's very positive. But the ability to easily collaborate with other software developers and vendors, I'm a big proponent of we can get farther faster if we work together. And we here is really on the commercial side. There are a lot of brilliant startup companies out there, especially now with the zeitgeist of automation, in particular auto segmentation. And if you think about it, if you let genius startups pop up around the world doing things like auto segmentation, deep learning based auto segmentation, doing auto planning, coming up with constructs to do dose accumulation as we get into adaptive and we want to accumulate a dose for a target, for a patient that's really morphing into different shapes every day. Those are areas where the world of startups is going to provide a lot of the newness. That's good. We should want to work with them, let them do what they do well. Meanwhile, what Prono does is it allows a platform that they don't have to reinvent the wheel of things like data management, data storage, manual contouring tools, visualization, image registration tools, dose display, really the whole user interface and data management. Let Prono do that. And then you, the vendors of the world, both present and future, can develop ingenious things that can plug into this. And that we form an ecosystem that is extremely healthy. There was a time in radiation therapy way back when, a couple decades ago, where there were a lot of different planning system companies, each trying to develop their own equal checkboxes to compete with each other. So we were reinventing the wheel with every system. Then over the years, it became consolidated. Instead of a lot of different software companies, there were just a few, and the few that owned the data kind of made the rules. Well, I think now what we need to be is more collaborative instead of competitive. And if Prono can be a platform that allows startup companies or research institutions to focus in on something they're intensely interested in and skilled at, and they can integrate that in and inherit the data management, the visualization, the workflow, et cetera, then we are going to get to a better future faster. And we're going to continue to roll with that. So I think the integration, obviously we're vendor neutral and universal, but we also, with our API, we allow software on any platform to be integrated in. So you can grab data, populate data, and really join the Prono team, even if you're not directly owned or partnered with Elekta, you can partner with the industry of users by hooking up your software to Prono. And we encourage that. We encourage it. It's one of my favorite things about the software.
Thanks, Ben. I would like to ask you another question then. You obviously had a clear idea of what you wanted the platform to be and the differences it could make in clinical practice for the users. Was there anything that you experienced and that you did not necessarily expect while rolling out Prono over the years?
Yeah, if you ask me if there's been anything that surprised me so far about Prono, well, first I'll couch that question in terms of I still see Prono as very young technology, full of potential. We are still cranking out releases at least once a quarter and usually more frequently. So we're in the growing phases and we listen a lot to our customers. And it's just been really a few years since we were founded. However, there have been some things that surprised me in both positive and negative ways. Negative is not really negative, but it's more about we knew this going in. We knew there would be the challenge of inertia. So inertia can be something that's moving, that wants to keep moving, but can also be something at rest that doesn't want to move. And I think when you introduce the ability to see the truth, not only for each individual patient, but to store it all and visualize the truth over all your patients, it can be a little intimidating to some people because some people don't really want to know what they did in the past. There's also a little bit of inertia about, do we want to go to the cloud or not in regards to our data storage? But that's really going away. And that's just a natural growing pain of technology. So that's been a surprise that wasn't really a surprise. Positive surprises, I think, well, for me personally, I my favorite thing is dealing with customers, not only helping them learn what Prono can do, but then seeing what they do with it once they start using it. And there have been a lot of really pleasant surprises there. You can almost see people loving their job again because they're able to do things that weren't practical before. So to hear the stories about how people are using scripting to do automation or how they're building cohorts of patients and actually looking at it to answer clinically relevant questions. For us, this was the intent. This was the dream. But when you see this start to happen, it's really exciting. And it's kind of an honor to be able to see the users because you can build a piece of technology, but in my mind, it really doesn't ever exist until it's being used and used for good things. And I get to see this. I get to see populations of patients that our users are using in Australia, in Europe, in the United States, across small networks, across large networks. And I hear what they're doing. And I just think, finally, this is the way it should be. And I think now this is the way it always will be.
Thanks a lot, Ben. Now comes my tricky question. If you have one word to describe Prono, what would that be?
I think there are a lot of words you could use to describe Prono. To pick one, I'll tell you, I'll pick the one that's a little closest to my heart. The background is that I believe that all of us who enter either as physicians or medical physicists, dosimetrists, therapists, we enter the healthcare field, especially the radiation oncology field, which is exceptionally technology forward. We enter that really as aspiring scientists. We're curious, we like technology. But then you get to the day-to-day grind and it becomes very task-based. Get done with your job. I have too much to do. Get it done. Do it well. What Prono adds back to the work life in radiation oncology, it adds back the promise, and here's my word. The word is discovery. It adds back the promise of discovery, where in doing your day-to-day tasks, in storing your data, in visualizing it, you can make new discoveries. You can make them often, they can be expected, they can be surprising. But to me, we are all scientists at heart because we're all curious. We all want to improve not only our knowledge, but the knowledge of our industry. And we only get there through discovery. And that can't be always driven by, here is a new linear accelerator, here is a new particle therapy, here is a new onboard imaging, here's a new piece of software technology. We got a little lazy out here thinking that the discovery, the giant leaps forward have to be with new technologies. I think the giant leap forward comes as we build our knowledge base as humans and how do we apply it. And technology obviously helps with that. So I think of Prono as a discovery tool that will open up your world to bigger things. It's not answering your questions for you, but it's allowing you to ask the questions and seek the answers yourself. So one word that excites me the most, I think, is discovery, because that's one of the best things about being a human in any aspect of life, is learning new things and discovering new things.
Excellent. Thanks. And definitely inspiring. I would like to talk a little bit now about the different aspect of Prono, not necessarily the big data analytics tool, but more the contribution of Prono to education. Now, Elekta is launching its new educational program, the Elekta Planning Academy. This is a brand new suite of planning studies and training videos made specifically for Monaco users. And this is facilitated by the technology built in Prono. Could you explain to us what the Elekta Planning Academy is and what role Prono plays?
Yeah, I'm I'm excited that Elekta is about to reap the benefits of one of the other Prono technologies, which we call, it's at our Prono system site. But those were the first technologies we developed to have basically uniform exercises that people around the world could blindly take part in. Blindly meaning they don't see everyone else's work, but they get to score their own work. We developed systems for both contouring and treatment plan quality. And we ran these studies, contouring studies and plan studies. And they even before Prono, I was doing this. I think I've been doing this for over 10 years. The reason it's important to do studies like this, and what is a study like this? A study like this is where a common data set, meaning common images and structures, and a very transparent but challenging plan scorecard, the metrics and the objectives that ultimately ends up in a quality score. Those are distributed to the international world of treatment planners, both human and robotic. And you get to do your best, and everyone's playing on a level playing field. What this hones in on, it's a very good design, it's a very good scientific design, because we have taken out the variation in contouring. There's a huge variation in contouring. As an industry, we need to tackle that, and we are tackling that. But if we want to study another source of variation, that is treatment plan quality. All else equal, when you give the same rules and the same data to a treatment planner, do they produce equal quality plans? Does it depend on the treatment planning system, the delivery system, their own personal skills? It turns out it depends on all of those things, but right now, the biggest dependency is the human driving the planning system. And so it's very important that we figure out what are the best techniques to be used and that we share them across people who have similar software and delivery devices. And that was kind of the generation of the plan study program and the plan challenges. Well, we've integrated that into Prono, and Elekta is going to be rolling out something called the Elekta Planning Academy, which is a whole suite of exercises from a low difficulty to a high difficulty. And that's going to be great for people to train on the Elekta systems and to learn from each other more than anything else. You see objective data of you compared to anonymous population of your peers, but you also get to keep retrying your plan and trying to improve your score while keeping your plan efficient. Okay, that's going to be the Elekta Planning Academy devoted to Elekta users, built on the technology that we've had for years.
Now, I understand there's a lot more to it than educational content in the Elekta Planning Academy. Could you speak a little about the other exciting event coming up, the Elekta Plan Challenge, and your partnership with Genesis Care for this first edition?
Every year, at least once a year, we're going to be promoting an event called the Elekta Plan Challenge or the Elekta Planning Challenge. That will be maybe a slightly more challenging, and it's going to have interesting aspects to it, where the entire world of Elekta users is going to be invited to participate. A lot of people think of these like competitions, and that's part of the fun of it. And that's good, but I recommend people don't think of it as you're competing against the anonymous population of your peers. It's good to know where you stand versus what's possible, but the most important thing you can compete against is yourself. Did you learn something today that makes you better than you were yesterday? And this is exactly, I think, what we want to build in, this hunger to get better. And so by doing these plan challenges and seeing then the results, how did everyone else do, hearing the tips and techniques of some of the highest performers who had both practical and high quality plans, you can get some good ideas. Those good ideas you take back to your job. You can keep practicing on the Prono interface to ensure that your score is getting better. But you can also then use those techniques in the day-to-day to raise the efficiency and quality of the treatment plans you're doing, because that's the most important thing. So we're trying to kind of make it ingrained in everyone's mind that when you're doing a treatment plan, it's not just a task to get finished and go on to the next one. But it's also something to do well, to take pride in. And in order to take pride in that, you need to study, how can I get better? What are other people doing that are working? Or what can I share that works for me that other people might benefit from? That's the community we're trying to build. So the Elekta Plan Challenge may sound like a competition, and it is meant to be fun, maybe a little bit competitive, but really I prefer everyone think of each other as this big giant team where you're trying to bring the quality of your entire international population of Elekta users. You're bringing that quality higher and higher, and you're driving out variation. And most importantly, you're learning from each other and appreciating each other for what you do. Every plan study, really the critical part is that we partner with an invigorated team who wants to pick what kind of case we want to study, provide the anonymized data in some cases, review the contours, but then work together to build this scorecard that the whole world can use for this particular case. And for this first ELECTA, the first inaugural ELECTA plan challenge, the annual event is done with GenesisCare, which is really great because that's a network that is also international, that is also very quality driven. And even within their population of, 40, 50, 60 sites, maybe more than that, what a great benefit to their population. But what they're doing is participating and donating their time to help us start this plan challenge so that the entire population of ELECTA users, not just the ones within GenesisCare, can reap the same benefits. So that's great. And if anybody who's interested in future years, or even if you want these types of things to become more frequent, find ELECTA, talk to ELECTA, raise your hand and say, hey, I want to help. I have a good idea. I have a really interesting case study. I have a challenging case study. I want to do an adaptive plan. There's something we can learn. If you volunteer, then ELECTA will gladly take your knowledge to help build what might be an ELECTA plan challenge of the future.
Ben, thank you very much for sharing all these exciting news and information about Prono and the ELECTA Planning Academy. This concludes our special audio podcast. Thank you all for listening.